And our sponsor for the second half is an old favorite of ours, the Ketchup Advisory Board.
These are the good years for Barb and me. We had a nice, quiet Christmas and watched all of our favorite Christmas movies on DVD, sitting in our PJs and eating popcorn, and got dressed and went out for dinner at a restaurant and diner, which used to take 4 hours and included weeping and yelling and slamming doors, took 20 minutes including dessert, and we came home and got right to work on the 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzle that Barb gave me for Christmas last year. A Jackson Pollock jigsaw puzzle, which is almost finished, and now she's given me an Ad Reinhardt one, which should be a big challenge. And then suddenly she burst into tears. Barb, what's wrong?
I always feel bad when Christmas is over, Jim. You know that.
You miss the kids? You feel guilty about how we kicked them out of the house and told them not to come back until they'd straightened out. And now it's been 6 years. That's it?
No, it's just that I love listening to the radio at Christmas time. It's like suddenly we go back to the 50s and we have pop music again.
I don't understand.
You remember pop music. Pero Como, Patti Page, the Lennon Sisters.
Sure.
Radio got so ugly in the 70s, and the 80s, and the 90s. Heavy metal, hip-hop, all that anger. Oh my gosh, but Christmas comes along, and for 2 magical days, we're back in the Eisenhower years, when everybody sort of got along with everybody else. Because there are no heavy metal Christmas songs. So we get to hear Bing Crosby, Andy Williams, Burl Ives. It's the 50s, 24/7 for 2 whole days.
When did you start saying 24/7, Barb?
I'm sorry. I meant round the clock. Anyway, I wish it could last longer. Till Epiphany, January 6th, the 12 days of Christmas. Mm-hmm. Remember the Roger Wagner Chorale recording of that?
Yeah.
Remember when there were choirs on radio? The Henry Simone Chorale? The Norman Luboff Choir? Now you have groups called Chameleon Pustules and Naked Fusebox Mama. I miss the old days.
All we need to ease our transition back into non-Christmas is ketchup, Barb. You know that. Ketchup contains natural, mellowing agents that help you get over the post-holiday blues. And its festive red color really brightens up almost any dish.
No doubt about that.
These are the good years, faces all aglow, smoke from the chimney, the moon across the snow, ketchup is flowing on the escargot.
Ketchup,
ketchup, ketchup.